Hello and welcome to the podcast for Marsha Mixon, Prison of Prosperity with Purpose. I wanted to record this today on a couple different platforms and share with you how to expand your social media influence on multiple platforms. So the first thing that you'll want to know is what platforms are available to you. There are multiple platforms out there and you just have to find the ones for you. Obviously, you have the big hitters like Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, just to name a few. So maybe you're having some issues on some of them. Maybe you've been shadow banned. Maybe you are experiencing some of the negative side effects of social media. Maybe you're just finding that each one that you're on, maybe it's just not a good fit. And that's okay too. So today I wanted to talk to you about finding that fit that you need on social media, how to find what works for you, where to go, what to do, and how to do it. So we are going to start with Facebook. So for a lot of you, you understand that Facebook has a few things going on that will create shadow banning. In other words, you're not really kicked out, but you're not completely plugged in either. So it's kind of an unfair way of them sharing you're not that feeling of you're not really giving content of value in hopes that you will stop creating content. The last thing that you'll want to do is stop creating content. You want to create content as much as possible, especially if you want to be a social media influencer. So anyone who has influence is constantly going to be pushing content. So how do you do that? You find the platforms that you can do that on. So we have Facebook, we have Instagram, and I'm just gonna name a few other ones. YouTube is also one. So I'm leveraging my YouTube more often. Podcast, I am speaking on the Anchor app right now as we speak, sharing this with you. And also there are a few other ones. You have Periscope that works hand in hand with Twitter. You have the new feature at Instagram, which is Instagram Reels. A lot of you are not taking advantage of that. Why not? Because you don't know how to use it. If you don't know how to use something, just go and practice with it and explore it. What's the worst thing that could happen? You create bad content. Well, let me tell you, bad content is better than no content at all. You show up for the following that you want. If you don't want a following, then don't show up. Keep trying to make that thing perfect and never publish it, and I guarantee you, you will never get anything accomplished. Done is way better than perfect. Couple of other platforms. A lot of people think Twitter is just, you know, you do a few tweets, but it is actually connected to Periscope, which is a live streaming platform. You can also take advantage of that. There is another app that most of you are very, very familiar with, Pinterest. Pinterest is another avenue, and they have such a variety of products and services and tips and tricks. And the biggest thing I can tell you is give value away for free. Give people something for free that they'll come around and really want to get to know you, and they'll be able to enjoy the content that you're creating. Don't worry about you got to charge for this, you got to charge for that, you got to do this. Just create content. That is your only job. Create content, create content, create content. A few other apps to mention are Tumblr, and there's another one similar to TikTok. It's called Triller, T-R-I-L-L-E-R. Do not neglect that one. And then you have some chat platforms. You have Telegram chat, Snapchat. You also have LinkedIn. You have multiple avenues that you can pursue. The Remind app is really an app that you can push notifications out. So say with a you want to notify someone by text, that app will help you do that. Making stories in Instagram. And a lot of these platforms will feed over to one another. So when you create content on one platform, stream it to another platform because you're going to have different audiences. Some people that are out there on Triller are not really relating to TikTok. Some people that are on TikTok are not really relating to Triller. So you may find some of the same content in both places. There are also Reddit, Vero, I think there's one called Discord. Just do your research. Get on every platform that you can. If you want to reach a massive amount of people, then you need to be putting out a massive amount of content. If you want to be heard, let your voice be heard. That means you need to go live. That means you need to do research. That means you need to share the knowledge that you have. And so I lead a really large team, a really large organization, and they've been having some struggles when it comes to Facebook. But Facebook has really been their primary avenue to get and give information. So they've highly limited themselves by sticking to one platform. So you want to really engage on multiple platforms. You want people to know who you are. How do you do that? How do you brand yourself? Well, you brand yourself by being your authentic self. You just share things that you like. I guarantee you, if you have a question about something, so does someone else. So when you have a question on how to do something, for instance, how to set up a podcast, do you need a microphone? No. Actually, all you need to create a podcast and start at square one is the app Anchor and a cell phone. You simply record it. You can see the amount of time that you're on the podcast, and I generally recommend you stay less than about 10 minutes, but it's not that difficult. So you create the podcast, give it a title, you can put the background music in if you like, but it doesn't have to be anything fancy. And I tell my people all the time, any content, bad content included, is better than no content at all. So if you're trying a brand new platform, also do not expect thousands of people to show up. If it's new to you, you might have one or two viewers. That's okay. I think I have one or two viewers on at least one platform that I'm sharing in right now. And so acknowledge your guests that show up and talk to them and know that they're there to support you. But even though you might see one or two people, I want you to speak as if you're speaking to a million people. I want you to speak as if you're the most important person in the world. Let me just tell you that you can never, ever, ever understand fully the power of a replay. So when you're doing something live and it is saved to a recording and people can go back and watch it, rest assured that a lot more people will see that if you just do it. If you just put it out there, there are other people that want to know how to be a social media influencer. Where do you start? You start where you're at. You don't need a microphone. You don't need a fancy computer. You just start where you're at. Most of the people who have had wild success have started exactly where they are. In their living room, singing a song. It doesn't have to be spectacular. You don't need to be on stage. You don't need to be top of your game. So just start where you're at. And I want to encourage you to download as many different platforms as you can, see where you fit, make that work, and then always cross-market yourself. Get yourself a linking app, so Linktree, something along those lines, to share all of your links so that you can cross-market all the platforms that you have. Thank you so much for showing up today. You're amazing. I appreciate you listening. And please leave a review if you have time. And I appreciate all of you, your support ongoing all the time. Thanks so much. Have a good day. Over and out from Marcia Mixon. See you soon.